Ladies and gentlemen. All right, coming up next, we have Charlie Madsen.
The great sports writer Grantland Rice ended his poem Alumnus Football with the widely known quote, "For when the great one great scorer comes to mark against your name," he writes, "not that you won or lost, but how you played the game." Of course, Green Bay Packers legendary coach Vince Lombardi said, "Winning isn't everything, it's the only thing." Vince Lombardi was a jerk. Winners are jerks. It takes a very specific personality type to be a winner in this life. But of course, it all depends on how we define winning. To be a successful athlete, businessman, entertainer, and so on, you need to have a very specific personality trait, a killer instinct that drives you to be passionately better than all other people. Competitiveness can be a sickness for which there is no cure. In this game of life, we're constantly surrounded by the haves and the have-nots, and we see the people in this world. They are the best they are at what they do. Just watching them is exhausting. The thought of being a winner sounds like so much work. They take the joy of success, but that's just another fleeting moment until their next task. There's no zen with any of it. The true measure of victory is in a person's character. Albert Einstein said, "Strive not to be of success, but to be of value." And I believe that those people, more than ever, I believe, is not in the winners, is in the people of value. Charles Barkley never won an NBA title. Michael Jordan has 6. If I had to choose who I'd rather spend time with, it would be Charles Barkley, because he's funny, he's fat, and he gambles a lot. Michael Jordan used his Hall of Fame introduction speech to remind his children that they will never be better than him. Jerk. George Patton, jerk. John Adams, jerk. Tony Stark, Bruce Wayne, jerks. James Tiberius Kirk, jerk. A cocksure and fun gentleman, yes, it's fun to watch him move around the galaxy with his swagger. But we all have to admit, he'd be a pain in the ass to be friends with, or to work with. So here's a guy who's so competitive that he basically used a game genie to beat the Kobayashi Maru. Because the rest of us, we would probably rather lose that than cheat. Tywin Lannister, jerk. Pretty much anybody who's doing well on Game of Thrones is a jerk. Except, of course, Daenerys Stormborn of the House Targaryen, the first of her name, Queen of the Andals, the First Men, Lady of the Seven Kingdoms, Protectress of the Realms, Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea, Breaker of Chains, and Mother of Dragons. But every now and then she does have to put her foot down. So here's what I love about your stories is the openness and the kindness, the lack of competition. It's a rare thing these days to be in a forum where success is measured by showing up and smiling. You know, you don't got a lot of type A personalities in here, which maybe some people would say that we aren't winners, but that's by their standards. So because we aren't the best at something, that does not make us losers. We can find joy. We can grab life by the fat of its belly and wake up every morning with a lust for life and not just focus on, you know, putting our numbers up on a scoreboard that measures wealth, material success, possessions, and contributions to science and industry. No, call me crazy, but I would rather be a happy B student than a valedictorian who nobody likes. Happiness is winning life. So now, say it with me if you know it. Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
Thanks, Charlie. You know, we mentioned Magic the Gathering before the second half, and I actually have gotten so into it that I decided to read a strategy book on the game. And this book is written by a guy whose, like, basic thesis is, if you settle for less than perfection, you are a loser. And I'm kind of like, guy, chill out. Like, I'm only here to read about optimal combos. I don't need your Reaganomics life lessons.